It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A second mudslide in 2 days closed I-70 through Glenwood Canyon Sunday evening. The slides were in the burn scar of the Grizzly Creek fire. Nearby Glenwood Springs is dealing with the fallout of the closures. The owner of High Country Gems and Minerals, who goes by Patty Rockstar, said her business didn't get much traffic Sunday, even after the highway temporarily reopened.
We're usually very busy. And I was even trying to see if any of the lanes were open to see if people were coming and going, but it's really super quiet today.
Glenwood Springs residents are prohibited from using water for outdoor things like mowing lawns or washing cars. Town officials say excess debris is overwhelming the town's water treatment intake, which is causing further flooding. Xcel Energy has a new program to help install electric vehicle chargers at Colorado apartments. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Electric vehicles might be getting cheaper, but they're still inconvenient without easy access to a charger. That's often the situation for apartment and condo residents. Under a new program from Xcel Energy, building operators can now apply to have the utility install the necessary infrastructure, possibly for free, and receive discounted charging stations. The program will also provide rebates for low-income housing or apartments impacted by air pollution. Xcel plans to spend $110 million to encourage electric cars over the next 3 years. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Starting today, Colorado College has dropped its mask mandate for fully vaccinated people on the campus in Colorado Springs. The school still strongly recommends unvaccinated people to wear masks. Colorado College is requiring students, staff, and faculty to submit proof of vaccination or exemption by August 1st to be on campus. CC is the first Colorado university in the state to indefinitely drop its campus mask mandate. Colorado College holds the license for KRCC, which is a part of Colorado Public Radio. The University of Colorado plans to partner with the U.S. Space Force. The new program will focus on things like training and space-related research. The Daily Camera reports that CU Boulder officials hope it leads to an expansion of the school's aerospace program. The partnership will also involve CU's Colorado Springs campus. And Boulder, Colorado Springs, Metro Denver have the chance for rain again this afternoon. Staying cooler today, getting warmer later on. This is CPR News.